Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. So let's just get caught up on life and all of this energy that I think is going around right now, like post-eclipse season, and how I think that it's going to change a lot of things, and you may feel a lot of changes within yourself. And let's just get into it. I feel like I have so many different things coming through that I want to talk about. So we're just going to start. So my mom has the kids right now, which is amazing. I have like a couple hours to get things done that I need to get done. And I figured I would just sit down and talk to you all about just a lot of the different things I've been noticing lately, different things that I've been working on that I want to share with you guys, and just general observations. So let's start with the eclipse. So we had the Great American Solar Eclipse a few days ago, or I guess by the time you listen to this, it might be like a week or so ago. But I'm going to sound so loony, but I'm just going to put it out there. I've talked to a couple of friends about this, and you know, they were saying the same thing about how the energy has been so potent. You can feel it, right? And things always affect me, like the full moon and like Mercury retrograde and all that stuff. I feel like I'm very sensitive to it, and I can feel like when the energy has shifted on just a big, massive scale. And I definitely noticed this with the eclipse. So I'm going to put it out there because I want to find out if anyone else had the same experience, because it was crazy. So the night before the solar eclipse, in the middle of the night, I'm pretty sure it was 2 a.m. My son, he kept waking up that night. And this was like the third time he had gotten up, and he just seemed very agitated. Very restless, like he couldn't get comfortable, didn't really need anything, nothing was wrong. He just could not get comfortable and go to sleep. And so I finally got him settled down for like the third time at 2 a.m. And I go and I go to lay down. And like the second I lay down in my bed, I felt the weirdest thing I've ever felt before. It kind of freaked me out for a split second. I'm like, okay, is this the end? Like, am I having a stroke? Like, what's happening? Because it was just my whole body just felt completely like overcome with this energy. I felt like I was like vibrating. I felt like I could feel every atom of my body vibrating, which is interesting because we are always vibrating. We're all energy, you know, but I could like feel it. I could sense it. It was, I don't even really know exactly how to explain it other than I've just never experienced anything like this in my life. For a split second, it really alarmed me. But like before I could even think about how it was alarming me, I felt like this calmness wash over me. And it was like I was being told, or maybe just, I just knew, that like everything's fine, you know, everything's fine. Calm down. You're just shifting. You're just up leveling. You're going through this energy upgrade, you know. And the analogy that popped into my head was like when your phone does like the update overnight while you're sleeping. It was kind of like that. And it was just like this knowing of like, oh, okay, that's all that's happening. No big deal. And I felt like so okay with it. I'm just like, okay, well, that's what's happening. And I just drifted back off to sleep. And when I woke up the next day, I was like, what the heck was that? You know, and why was I so calm? And once I was like awake enough to remember like what had happened, I'm like, what the hell was that? And why did I just fall asleep? And why did I feel so calm? But I felt so high vibe that day. Like, on cloud nine, I felt great. Every concern that I had just like washed away. And I reached out to a few of my friends that are really into astrology. And I explained that to them. And they were like, yep, like the whole planet is going through it. And that's really what eclipse season is about. It's like a massive upgrade energetically. And one of my friends felt like just not good. I mean, it was like chaos on her end, and like everything that could go wrong was going wrong. And so I just kept like thinking, okay, I'm just going to send you this like feeling that I have, this high vibe, and I just want to spread it around, because I just felt like so light and so like everything's going to be okay and everything's working out. And it was just the weirdest experience. And so I went through this, and then like a couple days after that, I was on TikTok, and there's a few people that I follow where they track the Schumann resonance, which the Schumann resonance is like the Earth's heartbeat. You know, it's like nature's tone. And I still don't know like what device or software they use to track it. I'm trying to find that because I want to track it myself. But anyhow, I'm following them, and I see that there was a massive, massive like spike in the Schumann resonance. And I don't even know how to describe it without you visually seeing it, but it's like, you know, when you're in like a hospital and there's like the machine that shows like your heartbeat, you know, and it's very steady. And then imagine it going like through the roof. All of a sudden it's like this massive spike. That is what happened with the Schumann resonance. And so according to these people that I follow, when that happens, they believe that we are upgrading like the whole planet, like all of us collectively, the Earth, everything is getting this like energetic upgrade. And then there's other people that I don't know if they mean the same thing or if this is like a completely different belief, but they think that we like shift timelines. And so the phrase that I use to describe that would be like a quantum leap, like you're literally leaping into a new reality. And not to get like too into the weeds, but where that comes from is there's a lot of quantum physicists that have this theory that there are an infinite number of parallel realities. So there's like a reality where you are you in this very moment. There's a reality where you made like one little change and your life is going one way. And then there's like another reality where you made a different decision and it goes another way. And that we're constantly like weaving in and out of these realities. Like it's pretty much like manifesting, right? Like every decision you make, everything that you're thinking and feeling is creating your reality. And so, you know, they were calling it a timeline shift. Like we all collectively like shifted into this upgraded reality, whatever it was. The technology that records a Schumann resonance had a huge spike. And I just thought that was interesting because that's when I was feeling this like potent energy. And so I'm just putting it out there. Like, did anyone else have this weird feeling? It would have been, you know, Eastern time in the US at 2 a.m. the night before the eclipse. Or since then, like almost like this energy has overcome you. And I'm so curious. And I've been looking online and it seems like there are a lot of people experiencing this. So that makes me feel like I'm not completely crazy, but I just wanted to put it out there. And I do believe, you know, I mean, I know from a scientific standpoint, everything is energy. And I do feel like we went through, a big shift. And I've really been working on this myself to focus on what I want instead of worrying about all the things that are going wrong, because I tend to do that. And so I'm just trying to like use that potent energy to call in my future and what I want to create and like the life that I want to live. And so that brings me to another thing that I wanted to talk about. And this is really what I've been working on a lot lately. And it's really important to me because I just feel like there's something that I have been able to implement in my life that has completely and drastically shifted so much for me and for my family. And I've been trying to figure out like, how can this be shared with all of you? How can you guys basically replicate this to get to a place where you have more abundance, more freedom, and you can kind of break free from whatever it is that's holding you back. And so the reason why I'm merging like this with the whole conversation about the eclipse and this upgrade is because I feel like that upgrade kind of like shook everyone. And just like COVID did, like I think that there's going to be a lot of people sort of like waking up and realizing that, you know what, they don't want to settle for less than what they deserve anymore. And I feel like as a society, we have settled big time. I think that, and I know for those of you who have listened to the podcast forever, I've probably talked about this a million times, but I am so 100% sure of this. And I mean, you can look through history and like see for yourself that the way our society is set up and the way that our schooling system is set up is not for our benefit. Okay. It's not. And I know that sounds really negative, but it's the truth. So think about like what's making me think of this, okay, was the other day I'm on TikTok and I love, 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 love looking at old architecture, like 1800s and earlier on. And the reason I've always been so drawn to it is because I look at the architecture now and I'm like, what the hell happened? You know what I mean? It's like everything looked so exquisite and there were so many details and it was just mind blowing. And now we live in a world full of strip malls, right? Where everything is just blah. And anyhow, like I know it sounds like I'm getting off the subject, but I swear it all ties together. Okay. So this guy who is an architect and he's gone to school for it and blah, blah, blah. He's like a historian and all this old architecture. And he was explaining why we don't see that kind of architecture anymore. And of course, a big reason is cost. The other reason is skilled labor. There just aren't a lot of people skilled in this, you know, knowledge and craft of how to replicate these buildings of the past. And there's a whole conspiracy with that. I'm not going to get into today, but you should look into it because it's really interesting. But then the other thing, and this got my attention, is he said that when he was going to school to be an architect, his professor who like specialized in, the history of architecture said that it is purposely to uninspire you. And that, you know, that's why we see like all of these modern structures that are just kind of uninspiring. They're not beautiful. You don't want to stare at them. They're not anything other than a building to be used as a building. You know what I mean? Like there's no, like, it's not artistic. It's not the same as looking at history at like what they used to build. And I thought about that, and I thought about that with our school system, our work, our businesses, everything, and how everything is just so set up to be uninspiring. And I fully believe that this is on purpose because originally it was set up during the Industrial Revolution to produce a bunch of workers, right? And if you want workers that are going to listen and go and clock in for 8 to 12 hours a day and do what they're told, you don't want people to be inspired, right? And like you don't want people to follow their purpose. You want them to follow the path of becoming a worker for your profit, right? And I know like that probably sounds like conspiracy theory, but I mean, it's pretty undeniable. It's like when the bell rings at school, and they tell you, you know, when you can eat lunch, when you can start, when you can leave, you have to raise your hand and ask a question. Do not speak until spoken to. The ultimate authority is the teacher or the boss. You don't question them. It's all grooming us to become a part of the workforce, not to question authority, not to try to do anything different or change anything. And the problem is that we don't need a bunch of factory workers anymore. Like, you know, the school system hasn't changed from that model in all these years. And speaking of the architecture, you look at it and it's very closely resembles prisons, right? Like the colors on the wall and everything is just blah. It's uninspiring. And I mean, teachers do a great job of making their classrooms colorful and creative and everything else. And this is by no means talking bad about teachers, because man, like they are doing everything they can to inspire. But I just mean the system as a whole, it's never updated. And so it's no wonder that we get to this point now where you have a bunch of adults that all took the same exact path and no one is fulfilled. No one feels like they're living their purpose. No one even knows what their purpose is. No one knows what their purpose is. This was me too. This was me too. I had no idea. I didn't even know where to begin to find my purpose. I had no idea of what I was meant to share with the world, what I was good at, what I enjoyed, because I was so in the system. I mean, I followed it to a T. It's like your goal is to go and work for a company and make money. Like that's your purpose according to the system, right? But we know now that a lot of people are very unfulfilled and unhappy in that system and don't even know where to start to look to find their purpose, and don't really know how to break free from it. But I think that this energetic upgrade that I'm feeling is going to get a lot of people curious as to like, can I do something different? And maybe there is something better out there for me. And maybe I don't have to keep settling for so little. A little pay, you know, little fulfillment, a little bit of vacation days, a little bit of freedom, but never too much, right? It's like we're always told, well, one day when you retire, then you can be happy and live your life and, you know, be comfortable. But for now, it's going to be stressful. And that's just the way it is. Life is hard. I go back to my middle school teacher. Life is hard, folks. Life is hard. It was like, that was the message. And I bought it. And we all buy it. Because when you're told something, especially from a young age, and you're told it over and over and over again, it becomes a subconscious belief, right? But now with technology, we're seeing a lot of people that have broken free from it, and more people every day are breaking free from it. And people are starting to realize like, well, maybe there is another way. Maybe there is something else that I could do where I don't have to wait till retirement to enjoy life. I don't have to, you know, wait for my 2 weeks of vacation to spend time with my family. Maybe I can do that now. And so that brings me to where I'm at now, right? Because I was in the grind, the corporate grind, like through and through, never thought I would see the end of it or break free from it, but I did. And I took my kids to Disney yesterday. And every time I checked my phone, there was a payment notification that came through. And it just dawned on me. It's like, you know, you can have fun and still make money. You could be home with your kids and still make money. You can work from home. You could be a stay-at-home mom. You could do whatever you want without having to sacrifice income. And I think that's the biggest lie we've been told, is that the only way to have income is if we work really hard for someone else, when every bit of evidence disproves that, right? Anyone you look at who's like super fulfilled, living in their purpose, abundant, they're working for themselves, right? They're not working for someone else, putting in 40 hours a week, clocking in and out, asking their boss when they can have a day off. No, they're working for themselves. They're doing the thing that lights them up, and then the abundance followed and the freedom followed. And what I've been working on behind the scenes is like, how can I put something together that you can replicate so that you can do this for yourself once you figure out what your purpose is? And that's really all it is. It's like when you have a strategy and a system that's been proven that tons of successful businesses have used and still use, and you implement that, that's all you need. Like people think like, oh, well, I have to have a gazillion followers. I have to post on social media every day. I have to do all of these things that really don't matter. Those aren't the things that are driving income. Those aren't the things that are giving you freedom. It's a proven system and a proven strategy that you implement. And so I have worked on like compiling that and putting it together and making it as simple as possible, because that's the other thing. We tend to think everything has to be hard, right? It's that belief that you have to work hard to make money, when the exact opposite is true. The more that I've simplified my business, the more income I've made. The more I have fun, the more income I make. The less I work, like in quotations, like do stuff that I don't want to do, the more money I make. And so it's like the opposite of what we believe that's actually true. And what you actually need is just a system and a strategy that works and that can be applied to whatever it is that you are into, whatever that purpose is, whatever lights you up, whatever your passion is. So I've been working really hard on updating my guide on finding your purpose, because I do think that there are certain things that you can ask yourself that kind of like unlock something in you and kind of get to the subconscious level of like what's really in there that you're meant to do, that you're meant to share with the world. And these are the things that I asked myself that helped me come to that conclusion. And so I'm kind of, you know, refining that guide. I'll link it in the show notes. I'll put it, you know, in all the places. But that guide will help you find your purpose. And then once you find your purpose, it's like find someone who's already achieved it, right? Who's already gotten to that level. Well, I'm telling you right now, like I have, and I'm packaging this up to share like behind the scenes, the strategy and the system. And what this particular thing is about, it's about low ticket offers. So this is perfect for people who are like just getting started in their business, or people who are already in their business but just haven't cracked the code yet on like having freedom and growing and scaling your business, making a lot of money. That's what I teach in this. I teach how to take a low ticket offer and put it to work for you to where it runs 24/7 on autopilot. So whether you're at Disney with your kids, whether you're traveling, whether you're just being a stay-at-home mom, whatever it is, you're still making money. Your business is still running for you and working for you all the time, so that every time you look at your phone, you're getting those payment notifications. It's so possible, and it's so easy. That's the other thing. It's easy. It's like the more you take all this fluff out and just stick with simplifying things, it's like the more money you make. And that has been my experience. And maybe that's because I've shifted my beliefs so much to believe that I can make money effortlessly. But that is in here too. So basically, this program is like a two-parter. It's like you get everything at once, instant access. But the first part of it is money mindset. It's reprogramming those beliefs, because those are the beliefs that hold you back. And you could take all the action in the world, but if you don't believe that it's possible for you to have freedom and abundance, if you don't believe that you can be a stay-at-home mom and grow a business, it's not going to happen, right? You have to have the belief first, and then the action and the strategy comes second. So the first part is all about money manifestation, money mindset, specifically for being a high income business owner. And then the second part is the strategy, is the system, is all the tools I use, exactly how I set everything up from A to Z. So I will link the Finding Your Purpose planner in the show notes. It's free. I will link the details to the new program that I'm going to be launching. And if you're at that place where I think a lot of people are, I think a lot of people are getting ready for more and are just ready to let go of accepting so little, then check this out. And if you're feeling called, like something's clicking, something within you is like, yes, then go for it. And if not, like, that's okay too. But I do feel like this is going to resonate with someone out there. And that's, of course, why I'm talking about it. Like, that's why it's coming through at this moment. So I know we went like all over the place today, but I hope that that makes sense. And I tied it all together. And I just want to like close out by saying, if you're in a situation where like you're in your 9 to 5 and you're unhappy, it's not that you're lazy. It's not that you are a bad person or a bad employee or a bad worker. It's none of that. It's that you're uninspired. It's that you're not living in your purpose. That's all it is. And of course, your boss and like society will tell you like, oh, you're just lazy. You just don't have a good work ethic, whatever, that it's your fault somehow, but it's not. It's simply that you are not inspired. You're not living in the thing that lights you up, your passion, your purpose. And when you can find that and you can monetize it, you have the fulfillment, the joy that comes with that, the gratitude and the freedom and the abundance that you deserve. Because I think everyone is deserving of that. We just have to know that for ourselves. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of inspiration so that you are feeling a little inspired, and just follow that inspiration to wherever it takes you and trust your gut, trust your intuition. It never leads you astray and it's going to lead you down the right path. All right. I hope everyone has a great week. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next time.